Welcome to the Healing Our Brokenness podcast, where we dissect problems and solutions that exist among broken people living in a broken world. And we also believe that everybody has a story. When we walk through our stories, then we walk through our healing. Today's episode is episode 81, and it is entitled, Begin to Declutter Your Heart.
There was a son.
You watch the Disney movies, what do they always say? Listen to your heart. And they're singing and they're swaying back and forth as they're going over the ocean or the sea. But in the scripture, we're told that the heart is deceitfully wicked. And we're also warned in scripture to guard our hearts. And the word guard means to protect, to watch over, to proceed with caution. So what are the things that are in our hearts? First of all, we're going to go over the things that are negative that's in our hearts. And one of those first things would be sin. We have the sin of jealousy. That's one thing that we can look at. Being jealous is one thing, but having a spirit of jealousy, that's a whole nother level involved. We look at lying. We all lie for whatever reason, sometimes not to hurt someone else's feelings, sometimes so that we're not embarrassed because we don't have the same thing someone else has. For whatever reason, the lie that we're telling, the lie, we all lie. Lying is one thing, but just having a spirit of lying is a whole nother story. Adultery, another sin that someone commits. Having an adulterous spirit and committing adultery, two different things. Stealing, being deceitful, competitive, anger, bitterness. There's nothing wrong in and of itself of having some of these different things going on. But when you get to bitterness, bitterness usually stems from anger that has translated over too long. And a lot of times bitterness gets coupled up with resentment. And like I said before, there's one thing to have an issue going on, but when we are dealing with that spirit of that issue, those are usually the issues in our heart that become the stronghold. And for years, I have had to deal with perfectionism. Now I will consider myself to be at the point of being a recovering perfectionist. However, when we are in a state of brokenness for so long, what once seems like a small thing turns into a massive stronghold. And that's when the spiritual component will take over. Jealousy becomes spiritual, the spirit of jealousy. Stealing, one time, if we're not careful, we become addicted to it. And we have a spirit of stealing, a spirit of lying, a spirit of being deceitful. And I began to see that spirit of deceitfulness and lying and competitiveness. I began to see that played out in different professional arenas that I have worked in. And the first time I noticed it, I was kind of taken aback because I said, no, this is not what's going on. And then I realized, no, this is a pattern throughout this particular agency. And so when you have the spirit of competition and deceitfulness and lying, it ends up coming over to you. You start to feel the poison of that spirit coming in. And the next thing you know, you have to try to discern if this is you or if it's the other person. Now, three episodes over, I talked about how our words are manifesting our pain. Our words are telling us, and it's telling others, what is going on in our hearts. The scripture verse says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we are speaking the words, and those words are manifesting our pain. And that pain is manifesting what is going on in our hearts. The spirit of anger, spirit of bitterness, spirit of lying, deceitfulness, and on and on and on. And even when you think about unforgiveness, we all have people that we might be trying to work on forgiving. I won't say all of us. Some of us have people that we're trying to work on forgiving. To be working on forgiving someone and to have a spirit of unforgiveness is two different things. And what I think becomes the determining factor when it really becomes a spiritual matter is when that thing, whether it's anger, jealousy, lying, stealing, deceit, when that thing has such a stronghold that it takes over every area of our lives. And it makes me think about back when I was not aware of the spirit of perfectionism that had gone on in my life. It started in one area with me performing in school and liking the idea of getting the A's and the A pluses and participating in competitions, and it was nothing wrong with that. But it went from that level to every area of my life. My brokenness was exploited, and it played upon my coping mechanism of perfectionism, which was covering up my pain, and my heart was infected with a spirit of perfectionism. And it's not hard for us to go from having a small problem with something and that problem getting out of control and growing. Because whatever we're doing can become a stronghold. Whatever we're doing can get blown out of proportion when we are not using God to fill up the hole that's in our hearts, to come in and allow love to fill up the stony heart and to soften up our hearts. Back when I was in my, I would say, mid-20s, I had a lot of forgiveness issues in regard to my dad. And it was about him not being around and me not seeing him for a good long time throughout my teenage years and not being able to walk me down the aisle when I got married. And that unforgiveness led to me having a spirit of bitterness that was coming and hardening around my heart. And I did not realize how bad it was until I got to the point of talking with other people about it. And sometimes we don't realize ourselves just how bad things are until someone asks us about something. And we can actually like feel the tension around our hearts or feel the tension in our shoulders or our arms or our legs, feeling the anger that's residing in us. And it's like, this is not good. My come to Jesus moment was when I attended a church on a Thursday night for their midweek service, and the pastor was speaking on unforgiveness. And that message just so hit home. Something broke in my heart. And I had to ask myself, do you have things that you need to be forgiven about? And it's like, yes. So this, and also asking myself, so who do you think you are that you can't forgive others? And we all have our timeline. But at that particular moment, it was beginning to destroy me. And I had to do something about it. And that spirit of bitterness that had taken over needed to be replaced with a loving and caring spirit, an empathetic spirit, a thoughtful, graceful, gracious, merciful, long-suffering spirit. And in the scriptures in Galatians 5, 22 to 23, it tells us, but the fruit of the spirit is love, it's joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And so if we are going to exemplify God in every manner, we are needing to, as Christians, to put on the fruit of the Spirit, to partake in it, to eat of it, to taste it and to know that it is good, and to let it permeate our souls. 1 Corinthians 13 is known as the love chapter. And in that particular chapter, it helps us to understand that we could be the best whatever it is in the world, that we are, whatever our titles are, if we're authors, speakers, podcasters, therapists, we could be teachers, doctors, lawyers, judges, no matter what it is our profession is. We could be all of that and even more, but there's not love in our hearts, then we can basically X out everything else. Not having love X out all of the good that we have done. And it just fills us up with that stony heart. And we don't want hearts of stone. We want to declutter our hearts. And when we declutter our hearts, that helps us to move on to declutter our souls. And in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and give over my body to hardship that I might not boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But when there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it'll pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part will disappear. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see only a reflection in the mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I hope that this has given you something to ponder over as you begin to declutter your heart. I want to thank you for listening to episode 81. Begin to declutter your heart. I want to thank Timothy Horton for bringing the intro and outro music every week. And until next time.